live in LA full time, but like compared to shooting like in Manhattan when, you know, with no impact, like, is it easier because it's familiar, or is it difficult because it is familiar?
You know what? It's a really good question. I haven't been asked that question before. I think that, I'll tell you, I think that it's, you know, New York has, the beauty of shooting in New York is you can kind of point the camera anywhere and you like get in 2 seconds that it's New York City, you know, it's just kind of unmistakable. And in Los Angeles, you can't really do that. Do you know the film, the Tom Anderson film, Los Angeles Plays Itself?
Yes, yes, yeah.
So that film was a bit of a, I mean, it influenced me a lot. I don't think it inspired me to make the film, but it influenced me. And he says this thing about Los Angeles in that film where he says, you know, it's hard to get Los Angeles right. You know, because it's been sort of in so many films portrayed as other cities, and because it's so horizontal and so such a sprawl, and because one neighborhood sort of bleeds into the next, and in some ways many neighborhoods look like the next neighborhood, it's hard to just capture it. It's hard, you know, except for like the iconic sort of things that we're used to seeing, like the Hollywood sign and the beach and that kind of stuff. It's hard to just, you know, go to some corner in, you know, let's say Koreatown or Hollywood and say, this is Los Angeles. So it's something we worked, my cinematographers and my editors and I worked really hard at, is like, how do we capture kind of the LA that Jonathan writes about? How do we capture the LA that like, you know, Angelinos, people who've lived there for at least 10, 15, 20 years, experience as they drive through the city? You know, how do you capture that Los Angeles that's not Beverly Hills and not Venice Beach? And so I think Los Angeles is actually challenging, and it was like one of the biggest challenges in making the film. And we shot tons of street footage well into the editing of the film. I mean, I think we were replacing shots like shortly before we launched picture, just because we really wanted, you know, it was like everything from like capturing certain signage to capturing certain, you know, kind of the mini mall sort of aesthetic, to capturing the way like nature is kind of encroaching on Los Angeles. You know, you see the San Gabriel Mountains in the background, you see the, you know, concrete riverbed of the LA River, but then you see like a heron kind of walking along it. Just from like a, you know, in order to like sort of not illustrate, but sort of figure out how to make Jonathan's writing cinematic, that was one of the biggest challenges in the actual making of the film, I think, in the shooting of the film.